I mean, it's the same. It's just, I mean, I've done it my whole career, high school, college. But I mean, just mentally trying to stay there, you know, stay in the game and trying to, you know, compete and play for reps. And so that's what really had me at the beginning. And I'm just now learning how to transition and how to play, really just play ball.
You said you thought that he keeps talking about pad level. So mm-hmm. how big of an emphasis has that been? And you thought you actually had your best game this past weekend in terms of pad level?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, last week was like something that I never thought I could do. I mean, you know, as far as just playing with lower pad level, because, you know, just throughout my whole career, I've always played high and, you know, been the guy that always try to make plays at a high pad level. But, I mean, this whole week, the whole last week was, you know, dedicated to just having low pads and, you know, playing low and just dominating.
So what, I mean, when you say you never really thought you could do that, what do you really mean by?
I just never seen it as important. I mean, you know, high school player, college player, you get away with, you know, bullying people around, playing high. In high school, I was like usually the taller guy, and so it was easy to just throw guys around. And, you know, in the league, you can't really get away with doing that consistently. And so, you know, just emphasizing, you know, staying low and just getting in the backfield. I mean, it helped me out just last past game. Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's something that I've always had on my sheet since I was in high school, you know, to play lower. And I just now, you know, realized the difference it makes, you know, after last week's game. And so, you know, I'm going to continue to play with lower pads and just play ball.
A couple of weeks ago, you had mentioned you wanted to, and the coaches did too, about the popping on film thing. Do you think these last couple of weeks that you're getting closer to playing up to your expectations?
Yeah, this past week, definitely. You know, I played with a lower pad level, and so, you know, that just showed me, you know, what I could do, you know, a difference in my game. And so I'm continuing to do that and continue to improve and, you know, hopefully be where I wanted to be, you know, at the start of the season. Chris Johnson is really, really fast. Honestly, we're just going to continue to play, you know, just the way we've been playing as a D-line, you know, just getting in the backfield, disrupting the play, and, you know, causing the running back to just jump outside or, you know, just get tackled in the backfield. So we're just going to continue to just work on that.
What's been the biggest adjustment halfway through your rookie season as to what you were able to do at college? And what's, you know, what have been the challenges, biggest challenges?
I think mentally, just knowing that you're not going to play as many snaps as you did in college, and knowing that you're going to have to rotate, and you know, that took me a while to understand, and so. You know, I thought, you know, being a first rounder, I just, you know, get to play right away. And so, you know, obviously you got to work, and obviously you have other guys in your position in the depth chart that can also produce. And so you're not going to shy away from putting them in. And, you know, you ultimately want the best for the team. And so if it means rotating in, then that's going to be the way it is. Yeah, I mean, every time I hear that we're playing a team that we're gonna have to play base in, you know, I'm gonna be excited right away. But just knowing that you know, I get another opportunity, that's what makes me excited to just get out and, you know, play in front of a great crowd and play with some great players.
So on the pad level thing, I mean, is it as easy as just keeping your knees bent? I mean, is it really really simple, or is there more to it?
For me, it's more to it. I mean, because my whole life I've always been used to just, you know, playing ball. I mean, hitting a guy, looking in the backfield, and that's usually what causes high pads. And so it's more of me just having more focus on, you know, getting knocked back and then looking to the side rather than up.